There's lots of books that we would recommend. It just depends on the subject and so on. So it depends on what you want to read and what your subject is. But one of the books that I definitely suggest everybody read to give an understanding of where we are is A Thinking Person's Guide to Islam. I know we're Muslims, and that majority of people here are born Muslims and have been Muslim for a very long time. But really, that book is an amazing, a thinking person's guide to Islam. It gives a good overall understanding of the various different aspects of Islam and can really improve our knowledge. Just because you're Muslim, it doesn't mean that we know everything about Islam. It will really help to get a good understanding and put things more in perspective to really realize what it means to be a Muslim, even for ourselves. Mufti Taqi Usmani read a book and praised it hugely and wrote a blurb for it. Right, it's published by White Thread Press and Turath, right, and you can find it. Another of the books is A Thinking Person's Guide to Our Times. That really gives an understanding, especially if you're into all like what's going to happen in the world and so on. This is a really good book. And a third book of his, A Thinking Person's Guide to Happiness. Lots of questions are being raised today as to what is happiness. This COVID thing has made a lot of people vulnerable. Because remember, in the West, we're so used to seeing problems in other areas that this is not our problem. Misery, famine, war, murder, right? Homelessness, on a more grand scale, refugees. That's all another country. Or that was all history, right? Such fears. And now it's brought right to our door in a way that we don't even can't even see this enemy. So really, this to really understand what happiness is all about, what ultimate success is all about, very important. And the fourth book that I'm going to suggest is called by Sheikh Abul Hassan Ali Nadwi, Saviors of Islamic Spirit. Amazing book. I read that when I was about 20. I wished I'd read it when I was 12 or 13. Right? Read that book. That really puts into perspective the movements of societies and individuals and challenges of the world and gives a lot of hope. So I would definitely suggest those books to read. Get a good tafsir of the Quran. Right? Get a good tafsir of the Quran. And then beyond the Sahaba, you could also read about our history. So it's called Lessons in Islamic History from Turath Publishing. A beautiful book. I just actually read it to my children, right? So there's numerous books. SubhanAllah, there's numerous books.